The views and opinions expressed by the guests, callers, and hosts on this and all Rents Radio Network programs do not necessarily reflect or agree with those of the network, its commercial sponsors, its radio station affiliates, or internet broadcast platforms. In these controversial times, we believe the First Amendment and freedom of the press are absolutely essential to the survival of our nation. Thank you. And now, enjoy the program.
Okay, happy Wednesday. Welcome back. William Gein is with us tonight. I just want you to, I'm going to bring William on here. I'm going to play a couple of minutes of something to help you understand, all of you, wherever you are around the world, the basic importance of education and how the enemies of freedom and goodwill go right after the educational process is one of their benchmark techniques of destroying advanced or at least competent civilization. There's nothing to be done to remediate the stupidity of the average American. Now, younger American, Gen Z. Some of you are listening right now who are in that generation, and you're great people. You're smart. You took advantage of your educational opportunities, and you basically groomed yourself with intelligence. You have to make the effort. You may be born with a certain IQ, so to speak, but if you don't do the work, it doesn't matter. It'll just sit there vacant. Nothing gets in there. Here's a little clip I'm going to play after I bring William on. Hello, Mr. Gein. Welcome back.
Hi, Jeff. I hope you had a very happy Trans-Easter 2024.
Oh, God. Did you get a new writer? That's despicable. Yeah. True.
Well, listen, sometimes I wonder about what kind of big story is going to happen between shows, you know.
I hear you. Oh, I see him. And, you're right.
You know, if I had come on your show and told you that I predicted that for Easter 2024, President Joe Biden would sign a document declaring Easter Sunday,
Transvisibility
Day,
I agree.
You would have thought I was crazy.
No,
everybody listening out there would have said,
if I tried
to predict, if either one of us had tried to predict something like that, everybody's like, well, Jeff or Bill or William have just lost their mind because there's no way that Joe Biden's going to declare Easter 2024 as some type of transsexual day. But
that's
he
true.
Did it. He absolutely did
well,
it.
Well, let's not give him too much credit. He mouthed it, all right? He's a puppet. He's a dead man. And the people pulling him his strings, Obama and the people that control Obama. It's a communist effort to completely subvert and destroy what we have as a bedrock foundation here. And it's actually sticking to a shocking degree because they own the media. And the media is a de facto reality benchmark for most people.
Yeah, but I'm telling you, Democrat support levels out there. I mean, what he just did, it was historic. It was massive. They either don't realize how bad they've stepped in it and or don't care because they're planning on rigging the election anyway with illegal voters. But they
he offended
close to 70% of Americans of all races.
Right.
The black community and the Hispanic community are not receiving this news well. He did something to please 0.1% of people and offend 70%. This close to a presidential election, it's one of the biggest political mistakes I've seen in the I've been involved in politics for over 30 years. He just committed one of the biggest political mistakes I've seen in my 30 years of politics.
That's stupid? No. They're playing this game with every advantage that they can get, and that's a lot of advantage. Here, Trump trying to come back with something today. He's declared November the 5th, if we make it to November the 5th, Christian Visibility Day. All right, well, that's not going to reverse the perverse disgrace that was unleashed upon all of us on Easter. You're right. It's an unbelievable political mistake. But how many has the guy made? The election, the claim that he got 83 million votes more than any other presidential candidate in history, was one hell of a mistake. They got away with it.
I've never seen anything on this level. I think
by attacking a
Christian holiday that is right. important to many of the Democratic Party constituencies right. and the black and Hispanic churches.
The blacks are going toward the GOP now, as you know.
They're going away from the Democrats. I think what still has to happen here, because the mainstream media is in damage control over this. It's been the biggest news story of the week and in the news cycle of the week. And, you know, but I think that one of the important things from an electioneering standpoint is that every single Republican on the ballot out there that anybody interacts with, whether it's a county commissioner, dog catcher, state house, state senate, Congress, needs to make sure two things happen by November 5th. One, that every single likely voter, male, female, black, white, Hispanic, Asian, Democrat, Republican, unaffiliated, knows about this, and two, understands or believes it to be true. In electioneering science or campaigns and elections, one of the things that we learned early on is that, you know, it's not enough just to put information out there. People get hit with information all the time, left and right. They have to go to a second stage of understanding that, yes, it did occur. Because Biden's already come out and said, no, I didn't do that. And his lying lesbian, Jean-Pierre, whatever, she's lying about it, trying to say, oh, you know, it's... March 31st has been Trans Visibility Day since 2009.
They all lie. Despicable.
And I'm like, here. It's been Easter for 2,000 years, people. And not only that, but, you know, the Easter celebration is not put on top of the full moons of spring just willy-nilly, okay? There are deeper traditions at work here that predate the birth of Jesus Christ. From our European ancestors, who knew if they tried to plant, if they put their livestock back out in the fields, or they tried to plant too early, half the village could die. If you got it wrong, if you got your fertility wrong with your crops and your livestock, it could be the end of everybody. And so they had these rituals and practices in place prior to the celebration of Easter. That's one of the reasons that the Easter holiday is the only one that moves around every year, because it is calculated by the full moon cycle. The Easter is the first Sunday.
There's a very pragmatic aspect to it. You're right.
Well, and here in the South, I mean, we just know if you got a little garden or you're a farmer or something like that, we don't plant in North Carolina until after Easter. And even now, it is technically after Easter. In the middle part of our state, it's supposed to get down around 36, not too far from the freezing mark. And up in the mountains tonight, they're calling for 3 or 4 inches of snow. And if you go out there and you spend whatever time and energy and effort putting your whatever seeds you have in the ground, and they start coming up too early, and it gets frost, and there goes your plants and stuff. So the attack, putting the anti-fertility symbol of trans thing, and my language has changed on this a little bit since we last talked, Jeff. I'm now pointing out that the entire LGBTQ MAPS group, they are an anti-fertility sex death cult. Everything on that flag symbolizes no children.
Do you understand? But William, hold on. You understand, and most of you listening do by now, that the mRNA bioweapon injections are absolutely designed to sterilize humankind. That's one of the primary things it does. Just understand that.
Well, I think when people hear elites talk about reducing carbon emissions, they need to understand that the carbon emissions...
We're the carbon.
We're the carbon units. Carbon dioxide. We exhale it. They want less of it. That's what they're talking about. But, you know, it's a sex, death, cult, because every letter and color on the rainbow LGBTQ flag mentally sterilizes people. If you fall for that stuff and you go into that lifestyle, I mean, sure, if you're a lesbian, you can still technically have a baby, and some lesbians still do. But for the most part, it's a mental sterilization. And within the trans movement, these people, including the Democratic agenda that just tried to usurp Easter, advocates for the chemical and surgical sterilization of children. They call it gender-affirming care. Gender-affirming care is sterilization. If you have gender-affirming care...
It's all part of the movement. And believe me, they're backing it up with these injections. They're wiping... They have autopsied men who have been injected, and they find zero sperm. Zero. None left. Only spike. No sperm, only spike. They're out of the game, all those men. Women, and we all know about the terrible menstrual problems that women have after they've been injected, they're out of the game too. Spike goes right into the unborn child through the placenta. We understand all this. It is a sterilization campaign among maybe a dozen other things. This is the worst weapon ever unleashed on humankind, period. Period. When is spring?
It was on March 30th.
March 30th.
March 20th. It was on 20, March 20th.
I wanted to say 23rd. Anyway, so we're into spring and you're getting snow. Okay.
Well, up in the mountains, you know, just like the Rockies will continue to get
still too cold to plant.
You know?
You should wait. All right, let me play this clip. This is important. And I want you to understand, this is some major university in the country. I won't even name it. And this is a guy out doing what we used to call a man on the street. He's asking really simple questions of these young Gen Z Americans who are in institutions of higher learning. They're tomorrow's leaders today. And listen carefully. He's going to ask them things like, how many dimes in a dollar? How long is a quarter hour? Things like that. Now check this out. Listen up. This is not something that can be remediated when you're talking about 20 and 22-year-old adults.
That's a trick question.
Okay, wait. I got to back it up. Hold on. She calls it a trick question.
How many dimes are in a dollar?
Yeah.
That's a trick.
How many dimes are in a dollar? And she says, that is a trick question.
Dollar?
Yeah.
That's a trick question. It's got to be a trick question. Hold on.
Okay.
How many dimes are in a dollar? Four.
Four dimes.
Yes.
What year was...
So she says four dimes in a dollar. Okay.
Found it.
1782.
There you go. How about the month? Do you know the month?
No.
In 1460s?
Mm-hmm. 1776.
1776.
Can you give me the month?
July.
What day?
17th, correct.
Most store-bought seafood sits out.
So he says July, he got that right, and then the guy asked him what the day was, and he said the 17th. All right, here.
Bro, we celebrate it every year.
Oh, the 4th, goddammit.
How long is a quarter of an hour?
25 minutes.
Now, how'd you get that? Like, what'd you do to...
Well, quarter is 25 cents.
You're right.
So, like, when you think of an hour, like...
I get what you're trying to say. No. How long is a quarter of an hour?
How long is a quarter of an hour? Isn't it 30 minutes?
There you go. She's...
What's so funny? Am I doing this wrong?
No, you're not.
I'm nervous.
30 minutes?
30 minutes?
Yeah.
No.
No?
No.
30 minutes?
No. You were close.
Was it 40 minutes?
Yes.
Okay.
No, it wasn't. Still.
No, what?
No. A quarter of an hour.
Tell me.
15 minutes.
Okay.
Can you tell me how many dimes are in a dollar?
Oh, God.
50
dimes? Okay. How did you get that number?
When I count the drawer at work, I have to know that, so.
Oh. When she counts the cash drawer at her job at work, she has to know that there are 50 dimes in a dollar.
Okay, drawer.
Yeah, the drawer.
See you work. I'd love to go there because I want 50 dimes. Yeah, I would love 50 dimes. Like, give you a dollar, give me 50 dimes. I'm making profit off you.
Wait, is that wrong?
What's 77 plus
33? 100.
What is 9 plus 9 plus 9?
Okay, you get the point. All right? Dumber than rocks. And how do you remediate that? You don't, because this is third grade, second grade, fourth grade, whatever. It's not there. The gaps are so wide you could drive a car through in terms of common sense intelligence. This is not good. Your turn.
Oh, well, I was a little lost as we were there.
How many dimes in a dollar, William?
Yeah, I got
good Lord.
Well, one of the messages that we've been really trying to get people to understand today and to share with other people out there is that we're all in danger from Democrats and the illegal alien invaders. Not just the usual stuff that we're talking about crimes committed by illegals.
Can we call
like
them,
that.
Please, communists and invaders and stop
you
with the illegal
them,
alien
you call
stuff?
Call them whatever you want to call
yeah,
them, Jeff.
I hear you. But seriously, we got to get serious with the language here. We're being invaded.
I could cuss at them and I could call them.
No, no
call
cussing.
Them different
things. No cussing.
I'm saying it. Well, I'm just saying that I intermix the terms. I use the terms intermittently.
That's okay. I get
and,
it.
And I've explained to people again and again why I do this. You know, sometimes I call them illegal migrants or migrant invaders. I take the words
right.
that the left is using. I take the words that the mainstream media is using, and I bring it back, the Overton Wyndham style, to what we're talking about by combining their terminology, illegal immigrants.
Right.
People are like, can I still get it? People are like, don't call them immigrants. Don't call them illegal immigrants. I'm like, I'm calling them illegal immigrants because that is the most understood
anybody
term.
Who says that is not worth your breath.
Well, I mean,
sorry.
It just happens. I get it. I share the sentiment. I completely.
And here's the bottom line. May I say this? We are paying with U.S. tax dollars to fly these bastards into the country from countries of origin as far away as Africa. And they're coming in direct now. They're not even pretending to play the game and walk across the border. That's how bad it is.
Well, and here's a question for you. Where have over 80% of those that Biden has admitted to flying in, over 300,000, where has he sent them? Over 80% have been shipped into Florida and Texas. Now, why is this important? Well,
oh,
the governor's
trying to flip the vote.
He's trying to flip those states. And the fact that the Democrat campaign planners believe that Texas is flippable.
That's not good to hear. Pennsylvania is the key, the seven key states, pivot states. Pennsylvania, they're saying now, is probably the key. These are swing states. They've always been talked about in elections. This is really not looking good. Bloomberg, the news service, is now admitting that 10,000 invader crossings a day has upended the entire election. Now, here we are in April. First part of April. There's a long way to go till November.
Well, and let me
10,000 a day?
Let me express the increased danger that we're in.
Yeah.
We're in increased danger from Democrats and illegal invaders. Let's keep saying that. Democrats and illegal invaders. They're together. They're working together. And the reason there's increased danger is because Biden and Harris, Democrats, not just Biden and Harris, of course, they're at the top of the evil pyramid, but they're judges on
right.
the ground. And their state officials are showing illegals that they can commit felony crimes and be released upon the U.S. public again without deportation, bail, justice, or consequences.
Well, we've
gone from the, oh, gosh, they let this illegal immigrant, invader, migrant that raped a child back out on the streets in Virginia to the big three stories just this week. The large mob that overwhelmed the National Guard troops in El Paso, stabbing many of them,
yes.
have been, a Democrat judge has released them.
All
They've been
freed.
Released into the United States. They've all
That's
been free.
Right.
A group of illegal immigrants that, let me make sure I've got this, Correct. Six of the group, alleged gun-toting, drug-dealing migrant squatters that were and found in a house in a neighborhood in New York, have been released without bail, according to the New York Post. Judge Eugene D. Bowen from the Bronx Criminal Court let Hector blah 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 let them out. And I haven't checked, but I know,
you know
that
William,
Hector.
We have another serious issue here. Our so-called system of justice, just us, and ain't us justice. How did so many communist Bolshevik judges get placed in the courts over the years without anybody noticing? Very few. These judges are out of their minds. They hate this country. They hate whites. They're trying to destroy America. Go ahead.
Yeah, the increased danger to each one of us listening to this show and to the country is coming from this case, as well as the fact that more Chinese nationals that are being sent here by the People's Liberation Army of China have entered the
United
States.
Record numbers of Chinese now.
Yes.
Record numbers.
Yep. And so what the Biden-Harris Democrat cabal of corrupt politicians is doing is they're signaling the entire tens of millions population of illegals, do whatever you want. Don't worry about stealing that.
No consequences.
Don't worry about stealing that American's house. Don't worry about taking that taxpayer resource. Don't worry about raping that child. Don't worry about filling out this voter registration form. Don't worry about casting that mail-in ballot for Joe Biden and the straight Democratic Party in the 2024 elections. They don't want the illegal alien population to fear any type of justice, repercussions, or law enforcement because of the massive election theft they've been imported to conduct. It's part of the big story here that they are that they are crafting. Mm-hmm. It is the image that they are creating and crafting in the minds of all of the illegal immigrants that they're going to be out there marshaling to steal the 2024 elections, and in doing so, create a permanent, totalitarian, abusive, single-party system forevermore that will then go on to take away guns and imprison Americans and torture people and God knows what else.
All right, question on the other side of the break when we come back. Will this thrown election, by virtue of hundreds of thousands and ultimately millions of invader votes, illegal votes, trigger a civil war? Is that their plan? When we come back with William, right after this. Okay. Get back to business. Never mind the 10-plus million voters who call themselves voters who are now in here under the Biden years, utterly illegally, who are going to vote communist. They will. They want their good times. They want their health, their housing. They want their gasoline, their cell phones. They want everything, and they've been promised that, and they're getting it. And now they're going to be able to squat, steal homes from American citizens. Here's another quick example of today's voters. Young people.
What is 9 plus 9 plus 9?
21.
How long is a decade?
A decade. Ain't that 100 years?
Okay, yeah. No, I was just asking.
Is it?
No.
1,000?
Yeah.
It's 1,000?
No.
What is it, 10?
Yeah.
10? Okay, so it's 10.
It's 10, yeah.
Okay, it's 10.
Okay.
So what's 100 then? A century.
Century.
A century.
So
okay.
What century are we in?
The 20th century?
Huh?
20th century?
20th century?
Yeah.
How long is a quarter of an hour?
How long is a quarter of an hour? 25 minutes.
Okay. How'd you get that? Like, what'd you do to
it? I heard quarter and I thought 25.
How long is an hour?
60 minutes.
So, like, what's the quarter of that?
60, quarter. I can't even tell you.
No?
Yeah.
You're going to stick with 25?
Yeah.
What is 77 plus 33?
100.
How many minutes are in a quarter of an hour?
That one, I don't know.
You don't know?
I'm not going to lie. That one, I don't know.
Not even, like, you know, a quarter of an hour?
I'm not good with time and, like, quarters. It's either it's that time or it's not. So give me just a second.
Okay, I'll give you, yeah.
Repeat the question.
How many minutes are in a quarter of an hour? You get 10 seconds.
Okay.
5? Is that right?
5 minutes?
Yeah. That's not right, is it?
It is absolutely incorrect.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm not, like, I can't even, it's kind of sad, but like, it's, yeah. Hey, thank you for your time. I appreciate it. Thank you. Thank you. It's actually 15.
I was close, kind of.
If you would have multiplied it by, yeah. I get what you're saying. I get it. Thank you. I appreciate it. Yeah, the U.S. is cooked, like absolutely cooked. And guess what? People in the comments are like, this is where my tax dollars are going to. This is our future generation. This is going to run the world. This is who votes. This is going to be my doctor in the future. They're like, oh. They vote, by the way. Like, they're like, these people vote, by the way. Yes, they do vote.
Yes, they do vote. All right, William. I was setting up for a civil war here when Trump obviously would have won without the 10 million fraud voters unconstitutionally voting with no identification, by the way. Hundreds of thousands are signing up to vote now with no ID. That's another story today.
Yes, that is. And here's what we're looking to do. You know, we just launched a new section of the site for Americans killed by illegals. We're slowly compiling those in out of the database into there, but it's slow going because we don't have enough help on our website. We don't have enough people participating. We don't have enough people donating and doing in all the things that need to happen here. We have another section we've created for the compilation of non-citizen and illegal alien voter documentation, which is another massive project for us to get all of that information together into a clearinghouse location and launch a new site to go with it. Because see, here's what we have to do. We have to raise awareness about this plan that's right there in front of us of how the Democrats plan to alienate the vast majority of Americans who consider them Christians in this country on behalf of the trans child sterilization movement and still win, to where it is so acknowledged that it is so prevalently known that they can't do it. If we're sitting there on November 6th and the Democrats take the House and the Senate and the White House, after doing the stuff that they've done, then it will be the definitive proof that elections are not going to solve anything. It will be the final nail in the American elections coffin. And people need to know and understand, because if we don't win, if the Democrats are going to win and steal this, at least we're going to make sure every single person possible knows that it was stolen and how it was stolen, and that is what has happened to them. The Americans that look at what comes next, like, oh, my God, I can't believe I live in what's happened to this country.
Right.
It's not going to be, oh, because I voted for candidates that lost fair and square, and now I got to lump it. No,
how corrupt was the 2020 election? 83 million votes for Biden? Give me a break. And Americans accepted it. They allowed him to go in. They allowed him to allegedly govern us.
A lot of Americans did not accept it. A lot of Americans went up there and got too passionate about things. And a lot of them are in the bottom of prisons right now with no bail and no food.
They were set up by Trump. That was a bait and switch. We know that.
And there's a chance. You know, Trump is on there at TV right now going, I'm going to do the, as soon as I'm sworn
in,
all this stuff
ends,
and we're going to have the biggest massive deportation. Let me tell you something. If Trump wins this election, and by February of 2025, there are not massive deportations on it, then we're gonna his ass is coming out too, okay? Because
we let Biden in there for 4 years, when we're going to throw Trump out. Okay, I'll support it.
Well, Biden's own people haven't turned on him, you know. I mean, we're desperate people here. The country's going up in smoke. Everything we value is going up in smoke. The dollar's going up in smoke. Our freedoms are going up in smoke.
The Constitution is
irrelevant.
Going up in smoke.
Yeah, you know, something's got to go. But, you know, and I'm thinking that the hardcore Trump people out there, I mean, come on, if you're a MAGA person, MAGA, Trump can do no wrong, okay? Deport them all, Trump. If we're sitting there in February and he's not deport them all, what are you going to do? What if he's a Judas goat? What if he's the blonde-haired, smooth talker who tells you the things that you want to hear? Because, see, one of the things that's happening is, and one of the video clips I sent you from the Mark Dice video, that Mark Dice put out an excellent video today about the...
They're both under William's name and guests, by the way, both videos. I got them up there.
Thank you. It's what's the CNN guy's name? I sent it to you. Oh, gosh. Hold on. Here it is. Yeah. ESPN host Stephen A. Smith shocked CNN with stunning admission about black people because he's on there talking about how blacks and Hispanics are responding to Trump because what Trump is saying is what people believe needs to be done. Okay? Now, in a real world...
He did that
world,
for a year and a half in 2015 and 2016, and we voted him in.
In a functioning republic, a candidate would run for office and say the things that need to be done and then right. go do at least the most important components of what right. they were done. Now, Trump's first term, he did not do it. He did not clean up the elections. He did not lock her up.
Where's
he did not end DACA amnesty.
What do you do on the first day in office? What do you do on the first day in office? Rather than sever ties with NATO, or at least put that on the table... He sent 5,000 more American troops and their heavy armor over to stand with our NATO brothers in Europe, his first day in office. Look it up.
Well, don't get me wrong. There were several things Trump did, like pulling us out of Kyoto and other stuff that I like and I approve of, okay? It wasn't a complete wash, but the main agenda items did not occur. And the people inside, like Bannon and others, who had a list of things to do, all got sidetracked. And, you know, he blew it. He screwed up. He really messed it up.
Another stolen election.
What happened? I blame Joe Biden for importing 7 to 15 million more illegals, but I also blame Donald Trump because he didn't do what he said he was going to do, and that's why he lost the election. He lost the election because he didn't run on illegal immigration a second time. He didn't have the angel families on stage with him. Now he's talking about illegal immigration now because he wants to win. He wants to go back to the White House. Well, there's a chance, because it happened once before, that he's going to walk right in there and betray us all. But the broader picture is every single Democrat, if for some reason I could mitigate or remove or if find a way to stop or limit their plan to use imported voters to run away with this election, if you took that away, they'd be heading for one of the biggest electoral wipeouts ever seen, which is our only hope, is that on down the ballot in state legislatures and Congress and county commission, that wild-eyed Republicans that are populist Republicans, Bible-thumping Republicans, border hawk Republicans, run them illegals out of here Republicans get, you know, swept into office by the backlash. We should have the ability to do that.
You said it earlier. They're putting these invaders in swing states. That's what they're doing.
And yeah, swing states and swing districts.
Where does it say in the Constitution these people have a right to even register to vote?
No, there's no rights. It's a felony to register to vote.
Thank you.
It's a felony punishable up to 14 years in prison and $6,000 in fines. And it's a second felony to vote. So if you register to vote as an illegal immigrant or non-citizen and then cast a ballot, you've committed a dual federal felony.
I hope you pound that message, those very words, over and over again.
Critically important. Well, for us to do that, we need more people. We need more donations. We need more people to huddle around the game plan to consolidate this information.
Right.
And get it up the flagpoles, because we got a three-step process here. We've taken one of three steps. We've set up the new section for Americans killed by illegals. How important is this? Anybody wants to argue how important it is? Anybody wants to say the Lake and Riley murder was just a one-off or a rare exception? No. Here are the thousands. Boom, right here. We've got that. What's the next step? Non-citizens and illegal aliens are voting in U.S. elections. They're going to be used to sweep the 2024 elections on behalf of Democrats. That's crazy talk. We've got safeguards in place. No, the safeguards don't work. How can you prove that? Here's the new website. Here's the new section. Here's the compendium of all the evidence that we've gathered. It shows a systematic weakness of our election system being exploited by Democrats and illegal aliens. Boom. What's the third step? Tie that into the campaigns. Now, how do you do all this? Well, you've got to have an organization that functions. And we're barely scraping by asking for donations all the time because we're having to spend too much time raising donations because donations are dwindling in this environment. People are demoralized. People are giving up. People are hit by the inflation bug. So, but that's our three-step plan. We've got, we got a little over 200 days left before the November 5 elections. And we need to put the victims of illegal immigration front and center, the evidence showing that non-citizens and illegals are voting for Democrats, and the campaign endorsement and support process to pump that information into every single Republican campaign we can in every state, including Alaska and Hawaii, to by the time we get to November 5th, it's household knowledge. Those people
I wish we
that
had a party called the Patriot Party. Get rid of these stupid labels. Just either for America or you're against it. Communists against it, patriots for it. Do you need people who can work at home virtually to support AliPak on their computers?
Right now, I need people who can. I need people who can like write an email or post and click a mouse. That's what I need. I need people who can like donate $20 or $50 here and there and click a mouse. But it's so hard to get people to do things. We got some really good people working
hard.
But
I know.
We got people in that listen to this show and people who are inside the AliPak.us website and our email alerts list who are trying their best to help. Okay? They're trying to respond and trying to do things. But we don't have the amount of people and resources that we need for this task. And the good thing about us is a little bit goes a long way. And a lot of what we've said, a lot of the language that you've heard me use on this program and in my email alerts and my press releases and my other media appearances are now on the lips of people all over the place.
It's true.
I told people they were going to turn illegals into cops. Are they turning illegals into cops?
No, yeah.
Yeah. How many things like that have
They're
I told
turn
people?
Into military too.
And the first time people heard it from me, like, what? That seems out of the norm. Oh, now people are like, oh, yeah, William Gein's just repeating what all these other people are saying. No, these other people are repeating what I'm saying, what I've been saying for a long time. And it's not because I have psychic abilities. It's because I deep read and deep study these topics. And now I'm telling you, they're going to steal this election. We can prove it in a political court of elections.
So what happens? Are the people going to actually do something about it this time?
Well, I think that if the knowledge gets out there, if there's enough people yelling about it and campaigning against it.
What avenues do they have open to pursue to reverse another
fraudulent
election?
Well, I mean, you know, we're in the final 30 days of mail-in ballot voting. And the crickets, one of two things happen. The crickets are chirping, and not very many people know, except for remote corners of the internet and talk radio land, even know anything about this. And their plan goes forward, and they march all the illegal votes in there, boom, boom, boom. They take it. The United States is over through any type of peaceful political types of change. It's done. Or that we penetrate the consciousness of this nation, and by the time we get to election day, people in the black community, Hispanic community, and everybody's like, oh, yeah, illegals are voting. Yeah, illegals are voting. I heard that. Do you hear illegals are voting? Yeah, I heard illegals are voting. I heard that the Democrats suck so bad or so horrible that the only way that they can win this election is by telling millions of people that they got to go back to the jungles if they don't register and vote. Really? Is that happening? You know, if that happens, okay, and the illegals themselves and the Democratic Party operatives are like, it's not really a secret. Everybody knows. They're expecting it. They're anticipating it. They're monitoring it. Look at that video clip I saw showed you of Tim Cast IRL. Those kids, I call them kids because we're old men and they're younger, you know, hot bloods. They're all over the data. They're looking at data readings coming out of Texas and stuff showing large numbers of people who are showing no Social Security match on voter registrations, no proper ID. They're on it. How many times have I mentioned Tim Pool on the show?
Do we need class action suits filed in every state to
overturn?
No,
there's no time for that. There is no time. That is not going to save us.
200 days. 200 days.
200 days is not enough time for any type of lawsuit to do anything significant, I don't think. I mean, unless there are people out there who can find attorneys, which we've never...
This should go right to the Supreme Court because it's a constitutional issue.
I'd love to see it. I would support it. We're not an attorney
Invader voters need to be held up.
That's a great idea. If somebody else gets that going, that'd be great. We don't have any attorneys. We've never been able to engage in
lawsuit. Simple class action lawsuit filed in every state with the attorney general about invader voters being illegally signed up by the state. They should all be disenfranchised immediately. We know they're not going to be deported immediately, but they should not be allowed to vote.
Sounds great. I support it 125%. As soon as somebody starts doing it out there, I'll be beating the drums and telling people to send checks and volunteer and do it. But, you know, that's not something that our organization is going to be able to handle.
I understand. All right.
Right now, Right now, we can't handle what we have on our plate, and what we have on our plate is a really good idea for the resources and time and the type of people we have,
excellent
and empower
idea.
People out there who don't have the millions and billions that our opposition has. These are the power, you know, information that can change things possibly. I can't tell you how many different. In fact, right now, this week, right now, this. Elections issue, non-citizens, illegals voting, that is time to strike. But I can't strike right now because we have to fundraise, and we need support at allipack.us/donations/ because we have to raise $10,000 in April. We're off to a sluggish couple hundred dollar start, and if we're going to have to just sit here and piecemeal it, you know, just to keep the lights on and do something instead of what we fully could do at full capacity, that's what we'll do. But, you know, it's happening. People are aware of this information. Look at what Mark Dice says in his video about ESPN host Stephen A. Smith. Look at what they're talking about.
You want me to play a piece of it?
No, it's too long, and it jumps around all over the place. But I think Lincoln Inn's great. We've got it. I've got it on the Allipack website. I'll put it in the announcement section. We're going to email these out in the morning. If you're on our email alerts at alipac.us, I've went ahead and put the first video on our William Gein and Allipack social media on Facebook, Twitter, Gab, LinkedIn, and 15 other platforms for your convenience, Telegram. We're putting it out there because these are both, also Mark Dice and Tim Pool are amongst the Patriot Pro America podcasters that we've been supporting for some time now. We've been sending subscribers and viewers and commenters and people who share their type of stuff. We've been sending stuff to them for a while. I bought 3 copies of Mark Dice's new book. I don't have time to read it. I don't need 3 copies. I wanted to help him be on the top seller list for Amazon. And watching his video podcast today, that podcast shows that illegal immigration is the top issue amongst American voters of 2024, and that blacks and Hispanics are also in that group now. And that when, you know, I'm not big on Trump thing, but when Trump versus Biden in 2020, apparently they were sort of evenly matched amongst the voters' opinions at that time. Trump has over a 28-point lead over Biden on immigration issues. And, you know, it's massive. So on the top issue of concern, which our organization is designed to function and fight on, the ball is in our court. We've got, you know, if it was a fair fight, they would get wiped out. They would get completely, the Democrats, if it was anything close to a fair fight, they would get completely politically annihilated in 200-something days. And that's what needs to happen. That's what they deserve. Yeah, we got some bad rhinos, and yeah, we need to deal with the snakes and the rhinos inside the Republican Party, and yeah, not everybody in the Republican Party is the same. But the only people out there that are saying anything close to what this country needs to survive this mess is within the Republican Party and within the Republican conservatives that we have here and there. That's the only place we've got any hope. There's none of that in the Democratic Party. There is nothing. Nothing left in the demon rat party that's going to do anything but hurt the United States of America. So let's get in it. Let's fight them. I get up in the morning, I start taking my political hammer to those Democrat kneecaps, and I don't stop until late at night. And I want people to, you know, support what I do as much as you can.
Today, I've got my RTA.
Yeah. I'm loading your videos. Go ahead.
Well, yes.
I'm just loading your videos. No, it's okay. Putting your videos in news headlines as well. When you heard those young people at that university, they're 20, 22, Gen Z, dumber than rocks, and there's no rehabilitation. I'll stand on that. There's no mechanism for that. That's who they are. And you think they're going to make a good decision voting? And
yeah,
they're not invaders. The invaders are already decided.
Let's balance that and go look at the young people on Timcast IRL, okay?
There's some good people out there. There's no question. But the country has been literally divided in half, or worse, with idiocy. Uneducated idiots. And there's no rehabilitating. Not that. Not that I can imagine. I used to teach. I was a high school teacher. They're gone. G-O-N-E. Gone. Anyhow, if you understand anything about what's left of this country, you all will understand that AllyPack.us is really the last chance. And if you care about this country, and I know most of you do, many of you are living abroad, but pull out, give them $20, do something. If you want, you say, well, I'd really like to help, but I don't have time, send them $20. Do that. You've done it before. We've done it many times. This is your only political action committee on the map that cares about you and this country and our wonderful Constitution. Keep in mind also that no other countries in the Western world or the entire planet, for that matter, have a Constitution anything like ours. They don't have the Bill of Rights. They don't have the amendments. They have nothing. In England, they are now going to look at people's homes. You're a homeowner, you live with your wife, and your kids are grown up and they're gone. You have a four-bedroom home and maybe two, three baths. The government's going to look at your house and decide if it's too big for your needs. And if it's too big for your needs, they are going to take your house away from you and fill it with invaders. And you can go to hell. And that story is up in headlines, too. And if you think that will never come here, you better think again. The only thing that's preventing it right now is the Constitution. So they're taking homes from British citizens and giving them now to invader occupancy. True story. William, thank you. And please do consider helping these people. You for every dollar you send, you're getting $100,000 worth of impact. And that's a fact.
Yep. Not a joke. Hey, look, thank you, Jeff. Give me a call soon. I got a new idea to pitch to you.
Okay. We will talk.
Thank you,
Take
sir.
Care, William.
Take care.
All righty. Bye. All right, here, I got to hear another little bit of this. Hold, don't go away, listen.
Who's the first president of the U.S.?
Who's the first president of the United States? University student.
The first president of the U.S. is on a $1 bill, I'll give you that.
I thought that was Thomas Jefferson.
Yeah, that's right.
I thought that was Thomas Jefferson on the $1 bill. Okay, anyhow. It's right there. It's right there in front of you, how bad it is. And that's not saying that all Gen Z people are dumb idiots like them. But many of them are, and the intelligent ones are not going to try and reach back and pull the stragglers up to some sort of functionality. It's not going to happen. Okay, we'll be right back. Hold on.